Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
We have a perfectly good dog. She's a 9-year-old Siberian Husky named Juno. What I love about Juno is that she's long past the puppy stage. She has settled into a quiet, late middle-aged dog who calmly patrols the backyard. This is a huge improvement upon the digging, ripping open trash, nipping, yapping, chewing, tearing off her collar, barfing, jumping, running away, yanking the leash, wetting on the porch stage. Juno has just enough funny habits to keep her interesting. For example, though she never barks, she howls like a wolf when our town's 6 o'clock whistle blows. And when a possum manages to sneak under the fence, she grabs it by the head, gives it one quick shake to break its neck, and coolly drops it by the back door as a gift. She's also a beautiful dog with her gray and white fur, curly hair, alert ears, and crystal blue eyes. I actually don't have much of a complaint against Juno these days. So, since we have this lovely pet, why do we need another one? I received a text the other day that simply read, "I'm getting a hedgehog." This text came from the teenage girl who's leaving for college in 2 years. You know, the one who's going on a school trip for 2 weeks, attending 2 camps, working as a lifeguard and waitressing this summer. Since this text seemed capricious, I adopted my ignore it long enough and it will go away attitude as my first line of defense. On rare occasions, this strategy works. I cheerfully went about working at my computer, sipping my hot tea as if no such worrying missive had come through. A few minutes later, a second text came in with a link to an online buy-sell trade site. I resisted the urge to click, but the thumbnail revealed a photo of a cute little ball of quills perched in someone's hand. I knew I'd have to implement strategy 2, which is the cop-out. I texted back, "Looks like a fabulous pet for your dad's house." There, the issue rested. For 2 days. Just as I was beginning to marvel that I only had to implement 2 steps in the Emergency Parenting Intervention Crisis Strategy, otherwise known as EPICS, Millie casually mentioned that she might go just look at some baby hedgehogs in a nearby town. Now, anyone who has ever seen a hoglet, yes, that really is what baby hedgehogs are called, knows that just looking is a euphemism for committing to buy and relegate your mother to the position of hedgehog caretaker for the lifespan of the animal, which admittedly isn't that sustained at 4 to 6 years, but still plenty long to make said mother's life a living hell for the duration. It was time to implement step 3, logic. With teens, logic is a step I often skip. I don't think I need to go into my reasons. However, with Millie now 16, I thought I might give it another go. I explained that since she was going to be gone so much this summer, I thought it might be a little too much to expect her dad to take care of this new pet that long. Also, there's the whole Juno breaking the necks of small rodents thing. Even though I haven't really taught Millie about ethos, pathos, and logos, she displays remarkable skill in using these appeals, especially pathos. I put my fingers in my ears and shouted, "La la 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 la!" But I still heard something about adorable, nocturnal creatures, great pets for busy individuals, solitary animals, don't need much stimulation, gentle, don't take up much room. Now that I've done a little research, I've learned that hedgies even poop while running on their exercise wheel at night, essentially creating a broadcast cedar for turds. I think it's time to implement the final step in EPICS, which is dictatorial control. For now, the answer is no, unequivocally, no. Unfortunately, now that I have searched for facts about hedgehogs online, I am inundated with ads for the endearing little things every time I get on my computer. So I can only hope I hold out. I'm doing well so far, as I haven't started thinking of names yet. Although, I do think Quillo is awfully cute.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at the same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a great week.